Today is Wednesday, and we start the day with a thrilling lesson on colour. Worse than Beatrice. Well, what do you think, Mr. Microphone? Do you prefer Eugenie or Beatrice? I think they're both pretty crumb, but I happen to prefer Beatrice.
Beatrice sounds like characters out of this 1920s BBC historical drama thing. With a silly hat and a long dress and
those stupid bees.
Yeah. Well, at least it's not pretentious like Eugenie.
And people do it in Charleston.
They can't record video on this thing. It's kind of music.
Bertie Wooster keeps getting accidentally engaged to.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. Roman.
Good morning, Scarlett.
Morning.
She said she's sorry it's predictable.
Oh. And stereotyped.
But then so is Anne.
It's an icon. What? That is applautus. Mister, I'm an incredibly boring guy. And I can't read.
No, not yet.
I hate the way you do essays.
Vicky, have a time.
How are you?
You got to apply for the spaceship.
What?
Have you applied for the spaceship?
He's probably getting them all in and then sending out all the replies. Just speaking to that.
What is this?
Don't fondle it.
Don't fondle it. Talk to it. What is it?
Just talk.
Hello, Lou. Yes, everyone's been saying it's sweet.
But would you be recorded on it and you're supposed to say
you're recorded?
I'm not, it's the mom's. Yes, but when their microphones there, do we really talk in everyday conversations? We say silly things like, hello, Mr. Microphone.
Yeah, but you don't when you don't realise you're recording, isn't it?
Why is Vicky killing you in 12 days?
No, my canoe in 2 days,
oh,
in 12 days.
What?
She's ordered it, you see. Oh. And it was meant to come in 2 weeks. Yes, I got a buoyancy aid in the paddle. I got a very good deal on the buoyancy aid. They're £76 new. I paid £35 for mine.
It's new.
It's new, but it's old colours. It's old stock. And so this guy was selling it for 40. Vicky ordered her canoe there, and he was quite a young man. And so.
All right, so you said, hi, big boy, how about letting me have it for 35?
I said, are you willing to haggle? I mean, my friend did buy a whole canoe. He sort of.
Oh, yes, yeah,
sort of smiled and said, oh, okay, I'll let you have it for 35. And I said, done. So that was quite good. Not really.
Oh. Okay,
tonight. Ooh, yes. Data.
Who?
Wolf's brother. That should be interesting. Yes, precisely.
And it's Wolf's tonight. Brand new series.
Oh, at least it's a new series. I hate all the
others. I don't like the repeats. Like,
you know what? Vaguely remember who did it.
But not quite. And it's really annoying. This is the one where Morton's
actually on the station.
What?
Morton's actually
on the station. But we still
don't
find out what his first name is.
No. It begins with E, and that's about all we know.
Emil. No, that's not English.
Eric.
Oh,
Eric.
The
Eric.
Bee.
Oh, Eric.
A twiddly dum, a twiddly dum. Eric the Harper Bee.
How does the last verse go?
This is
my favourite.
Oh, it's something about. I loved him.
Connolly.
Oh, Sammy Connolly. Cyril Connolly? No! Sammy Connolly! Cyril Connolly.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I can whistle it occasionally.
I still have to forgot to bring a tape in for people. got loads of things that are irritating length.
But the just one album one I've ever had that isn't an irritating length is Jam, Snap. It's each side of that tape is 45 minutes long, and you can fit it, apart from about the right at the very end of one song, you can fit the whole album on a C90. Perfect.
You reduce the spaces, you put the end of that
yeah.
song on.
Martin's Kitchen is good, each side of that is about half an hour.
You don't look like
a few of them on one side
there, and I short
is
this
weird,
not many players.
So
I like Scott. I didn't know any of the songs.
Have you heard this to me?
Have a nun. Oh no, nun monk.
I've been listening to it and now I know.
What?
What? This came from the sitcom.
Oh, well, he's probably completing that a bollocks. I know he was interested in monastic architecture, but what a load of bollocks.
This man has become a monk.
What a load of bollocks.
I wouldn't put it into that.
Well, she's meant to be a real bitch anyway.
Yes, she is.
So. Yes, we can bitch about
that cat and his cravat. I think he must be gay. I mean, going into a monastery and not having anything to do with women and wearing a cravat.
Do monastic architecture.
Can't
say that. Architecture.
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 And he's a complete.
What? She like, fell for him. She
yes, the pity you can't see hand signals on this thing.
Oh.
There are a lot more expressive than words.
Gestures. Okay. Body language.
He's colourblind as well.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, look at these lovely blue flowers.
What colour were they?
Pink. Red or pink or something. I wasn't
oh,
there.
But red. Dark pink. And even it was blue.
How many tapes have you finished? Have you done all
the tapes? That's very good.
How long have you got for them?
Most resplendent.
I don't know, she's really
silly. Come on, there's some of the really silly ones left now, if you know how to use them.
I don't.
Look at that bodacious. Which... Oh, I forgot.
I want to sing like Will Wesley.
What?
I want to sing like Will
Wesley.
We really need a tape to tell Laura.
Riker and Wesley were lovers. Will wanted to give Wes something warm as a special present. An officer's red uniform. He saw a sign for a shuttle race. Officership prize in red. He couldn't find Wes in his room. So to his mother, Riker said, tell Wesley I love him. Tell Wesley I need him. Tell Wesley I may be late. I've something to do that cannot wait. He took a shuttle to the asteroid belt. He was the highest ranker there. Klingons roared as they started the race. The belt they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that star date. But on his uniform, Wes would have to wait. As they pulled Will from the smoking wreck, they heard him say in a terrible state, tell Wesley I like him. Tell Wesley I need him. Tell Wesley to be continued. Hiya, Catherine.
She might not have that, because he wants some batteries. Oh gosh, that's what the phone is about.
tapes and batteries. And how I'm going. I might ask about what time to know, but I feel like 20 times.
You are?
On the way. We've only got tomorrow and Friday.
Have you?
Yeah, probably. She said a week. I'm going to ask about it a bit then.
obviously why not? Written about it, which tends to mean, you know, when you do a written presentation.
Thank you so much.
Then you have to write it down.
But it's not written, she said I wanted to be totally. What's this? Huh? What's it doing?
Solving, but I want. are investigating which of their solvents have the same amount of the plant, the same amount of solvent, and crush for the same amount of time. Why is that so important? That's right. You have to make sure it's a fair test. So you have to have the same amount of the plant, whether it's grass or leaf or whatever. You have to have the same amount of solvent. You have to crush for the same amount of time. It may even be that you should have the same person doing the crushing and pressing the mortar, because one person may exert more force than another one. Even better than that, if you have some sort of mechanical device to do the crushing for you, so that you can be sure that it was crushing to the same extent each time. Very important that you must set up a fair experiment. Lovely. Is there anyone who is unsure of any of this? Some of you didn't seem to have perhaps covered these three points. Extracting the pigment, finding out the best solvent, and looking at chromatography, finding out whether substance is made from, in this case, whether a pigment's made from one colour only. Is there anyone who's not done the practical work associated with this? No? Lovely. What do you know about dyes? Claire? Miles? Anything? Nothing?
Well,
what do they do?
Dyes. Found out where they come from and what they do for them. They didn't have dyes in the dye shops that they use, like fruits.
Right. So you found out where natural dyes come from?
Yeah.
Yeah? Rather than synthetic ones.
Yeah.
Are there different types of dyes? Are they all the same?
Yeah, there are different types. More different dyes, which you need fixing agents.
Right. Do you know what the most common mordant is?
Alum.
Alum. Yeah? Well, that's one type. Anyone else? We've got mordant dyes. Anything else? Yes? Right, okay. Which sheets were you given?
Gave more than his life, he grew that beard. I love him. Tell Wesley I need him. Tell Wesley I'm not to freak. My love for him is never weak. Tell Wesley I love him. Tell Wesley I need him.
Repeat to fade.
So on.
Can you tell me a story?
Have you ever heard me sort of 60s one-hit wonder tell Laura I love her?
No.
Oh, it's lovely. It's really sweet and thinking.
I think I've heard it.
It is. It's about, in order to save up the money for, to get Laura a wedding ring, her boyfriend enters a car race and
Stop
is killed.
And obviously he gets killed.
And the last thing he says is tell Laura I love her, hence the name of the song.
Yeah.
So ours is a...
Mine?
Riker and Wesley were lovers.
It's basically the words are pretty much the same, you know.
Slightly rearranged.
Identical, but you know the way you tend to do parody things to change
it. Except none of it fits to the tune.
But none of it.
Like, no one knows what happened that star day.
So why did Riker die?
Because he was trying to get him a red uniform.
He's trying to get Wesley making off.
Oh, great.
So he ends the shuttle race. But he crashes in an asteroid belt.
And as they pulled him from the smoke bag,
they heard him say in a terrible state,
tell Wesley I love him.
I read it, Heather.
How many more takes have we got to get?
Oh, she's on number 5. And I think how many did they give her? 20.
Oh my god. I'd love to listen back to
them. The rest of them are really quite funny.
There's a background noise on
this. Especially when people say silly things.
Listen to it, right. You listen now, it sounds so set up for it. But you remember back, and it's just a normal conversation that we had, but when you listen to it over the microphone, it sounds really, really set up. It's just, you know, I mean, you didn't even know I was taping and we were having a conversation. It sounds
set
up.
What's that you've got dangling from your personal stereo?
Like the one in the canteen yesterday.
I think people's voices sound really off when they're on.
Mine sounds too deep.
I sound like a lion. Hi! I really don't like my voice.
I'm gonna have to really pour this stuff down my throat.
I better go and get that work, Sweeney. If we haven't lost it, I hope we have lost it, then we're gonna have to move it out.
Oh my god, is it meant to be ready for today?
Yes!
You know!
No, it can't be.
Oh, morning.
No. I haven't finished my letter.
It's going to be done today, so we're going to finish by last week.
Is ready.
Put too much onion in these
again.
Oh my
god, right there, when you're interested in Karen, it's sort of...
Have which bit of your onion?
Oh yeah, if you can eat the stuff.
Can I have it?
I need some between his fingers right now.
Yeah.
The show is so over the top, it was brilliant.
Yeah, He was more like a pantomime character, character you see on the stage in a pantomime. I thought it was really good.
He is now in direct competition with Darth Vader for my all-time favourite villain.
Yeah.
Darth Vader.
Not
any competition.
Yes.
She
fancies
Darth
Vader.
She
also
fancies
Danger Mouse.
Really?
What person I do not fancy is Luke Skywalker.
Oh, he's really annoying me.
We reckon he's still a virgin.
And he very nearly commits incest with his sister.
And Carrie Fisher is Leia.
The bit I really hate is the more you tighten your grip, the more star systems will slip through your fingers.
Yeah.
Oh, kiss a girl
and
Oscar.
And the bit with Harrison Ford when he gets frozen.
Do you remember when Harrison gets frozen? And then the last one. And the last one, that she's chained up to that big fat slug thing, and they're all being pushed over the edge of that big pit. I love Han Solo.
Oh, yeah,
Han Solo.
Better
than fancying the Wookiee. What's that big thing? The guitar with Han Solo.
The Wookiee.
Is that the Wookiee?
Yeah.
I still love that.
Oh, it's
so scary. Star Trek, something that will never die. I mean, not Star Trek.
Star Trek won't die, really.
Star Wars.
No, I used to like when I was young. I thought Star Wars was really good.
My brother still got all the
figures. Oh dear. Collecting
my brother used to have them. They started pulling their heads off when you got fed up with them.
These are the ones that fall apart. The storms.
Do you know on one episode of Star Trek, New Star Trek, they spent $1 million. And you know the one where you have the ship, it's travelling through space?
$1 million just for Wesley's character.
What you have, you should have the ship. First you have the ship, plain ship on a white background. Then you have the lights on a black background. Then you have that blue bit in the middle that takes three shots to get that ship moving.
Oh, God.
But it takes, Star Trek, it takes $1 million to build, to make just one episode of Star Trek.
It's a great programme.
It's
Hong Kong.
Okay.
I'm really sorry.
Oh dear, what a pity. We'll have to pass this one up.
Yeah,
I'm sure because I'm playing this one. You know me who's got out of all the others.
I
ran away from the ball and she
got
a space today.
Exactly.
It's time to play.
We go to our
reader.